Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 Live coming to you straight from my studio. And I like to say Habari Gani to my old friends, and I like to say welcome, welcome to my new friends. Please come in and have a seat. Now, before you do have a seat, I want you to lock that dial in, though. Lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. Lock it in, little G, and I said keep it right there. Definitely keep it right there. How is everyone doing? And how are the children? Thank you so very much for joining me this afternoon for another segment of In the Spirit, Dealing with the Spirit. And ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking about spiritual lifeline and throwing you out a spiritual lifeline so that you won't sink, so that you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And that's exactly what we've been doing. We've been talking about getting involved in our own businesses and working for ourselves. And we said we didn't want anybody to give us nothing but open up the door, and we can get it ourselves. And that's what we're going to be talking about. How do you get the doors open for you? And what type of businesses are out there that you can get involved in, that you can establish yourself as an entrepreneur? And I've been telling everyone, don't just get a job, get a yacht. Own your own business. And that's exactly what Omi's been trying to do. You know, I'm tired of giving my hard-earned time working for somebody else when I can do the same thing and working for myself. I can work twice as hard for myself. And I'm telling you to do the same thing. Now, today we're going to be talking about businesses that are out there on the line that are noteworthy of looking into and putting your time and energy and your filthy lucre into. Because you might be able to establish yourself as an entrepreneur. And that's what I want you to start looking for, opportunities where you can venture into an entrepreneurship. Not just getting another job that might pick up and move overseas and that might leave you overnight and you still have your pension tied up in that company. So we want to talk about how to establish ourselves and create a united front and become communal and helping one another. Now, there are organizations out here now that are coming together and they're feeding the children. Anything you can get behind that will help orphanage children and help feed children, you better believe those are the type of businesses you want to get behind. And there are plenty of them out here now. Everybody now has an auction going on, and the ones that are the ones that we have to be looking at are auctions where you can bid on things and make your purchases while making a profit off of going to your own malls and your own stores. Now, there are tons of programs out here, but there's one that I want to feature in particularly. And I'll be back to tell you more about it after this station identification, because this is the one that I want to get behind. I'm not telling you necessarily to get behind it, but I'm going to be featuring it on my show, and I'm going to be bringing in as many people as I can to talk about this particular online. And it's not necessarily where you have a product that you're selling. You're literally allowing people to bid with pennies. That's right. You're literally allowing people to feed the homeless and shelter the orphanages and put money behind. Some of our entertainers are getting behind these businesses. They're putting their money as well as where their mouth is. They're endorsing these businesses, not just on the internet, but on the national television, because they see a means to an end, and we're going to have to find out where are they. How do we get involved? Because, ladies and gentlemen, today's time, you must incorporate yourself and own your own business. That's right. You cannot take it for granted that somebody's going to insure your money in the bank. You cannot take it for granted that your company is going to have your IRA sitting there waiting for you when you retire, or your perks for you teachers who have retirement money. You can't be guaranteed that. So how can you do something about it? Now, there is another young lady that we are going to ask to come on our show to talk to us a little bit about how we can come together once again in a communal style and fight for our homes and fight to prevent foreclosure. Did you not know that you must have the agreement of the owner of a deed to file for bankruptcy? And if they're selling these houses in bundles, you better believe that most of these houses were sold without the owner's intent to give you permission to foreclose on it. So therefore, those homes that have been foreclosed on have been foreclosed on illegally. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to take it from Omi. Go back and look at the case law. There's plenty of case law out there to show you what will make your deed robo-stamped. How do you know it's been robo-stamped? And who are these people that are behind the robo-stamp if there is no deed owner of the property? Now, there is a lot going on the in the White House on Capitol Hill. Just this week, there was a group that went down and stood before Obama to talk to them about what has happened to predatory lenders who have lended you money at a high interest rate, knowing that you won't be able to subdue it and take care of it. They've sought out African-Americans specifically and women in general to see if they can have a predatory lender attitude towards these people to get them to buy property knowing that they could never fulfill the mortgage. That's right. Predatory lenders are being examined today, and banks are too. And there are a group of people who have lobbied and went to the White House to ask for help and ask for assistance for those people who preyed on innocent people that were more than likely minorities who lost their homes. Ladies and gentlemen, why don't you join us? And not only join us, please come in and be a part of this conversation, because we need your help. This is not about Omi. This is not about the blog talkers. It's not about the next door neighbor. It's about what's happening in all of our communities, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to save our homes. We need to establish ourselves as a corporation. And we also need to look at working for ourselves. And you know what? There are incentives to jumpstart the economy by setting up new businesses. And women, you are a double minority when you go into business. So let's talk about it. Come back and join Omi in the next 5 minutes. We're going to do a little house cleaning because you know we have to get things done, but I need to know that you're with me. How many of you out there with me on this? Come in and talk about this conversation about what businesses are noteworthy on the internet that we can get involved in. Maybe you and I can find the right business. Why don't you come on in? I'm going to get a drum roll right about now, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to join us, come right in. The drums are playing. We'll be right back with you in a second. Put that down right there. Don't move it. Keep it right there, Lucy. We'll be right back at you. Stay tuned. Welcome back, family, and thank you so very much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are embarking up on momentum. I am so proud of the ladies that got together and decided to go in droves of numbers to the White House to talk to our fairy friend, the Lion King, and to tell Obama, who we love so well, we need your help. We need your help, Obama, because, see, people are losing faith. They are losing ground because they're losing their property and because they are under attack. And we want Obama to look into the matter because there are people who are now, as I speak, in litigation, in courtrooms, fighting for their homes. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your back. Don't say, well, that's their business. And don't say it's not happening to me, because if it's not you today, it's you tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, there are tons of houses piling up in each and every one of the urban city communities where their homes that need so much work done on them, even if the people wanted to move back in there, they can't do the refurbishing and the work that needs to be done. So who created this problem? Who created this problem to stockpile these houses and sell them for pennies on a dollar? Are the banks responsible? Are the predatory lenders responsible? Are the mortgage companies responsible? Who is responsible? And who had an indictment on the poor people to take their homes away, knowing that all of our daily living we need to pay our mortgage with? And some of us had interest rates so high that they doubled and we were underwater and the house was less than what was owed on it. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. There's been some predatory lending going on. There has been some people who have actually robo-stamped these deeds, and they don't have ownership to anyone. You must get permission from the owner to foreclose on a home. Now, there's game playing because people don't think you know the letter of the law. But what have I been telling you all year long? You must learn street law, and you must also go and get case law and study it when it comes to things that pertain to you. That means you want to go and get those case laws that pertain to the closing of homes all the way to the foreclosing to see who is faring well in these courtrooms and which judges have the ability to be neutral in making a decision. Sometimes these judges are on other people's payroll and they can't take a neutral position in the matter. So should we have different courtrooms and different settings for our platform? We are fighting for something that is so near and dear to us, the all-American dream. All to all the home is all that most people sought after. And when they did get that home, they were proud and they were happy that they could make those mortgages. But when the layoffs came And when those mortgages started to adjust to an adjustable plus a 2% increase, some people could not meet those mortgages, and they were in a crisis. And we have been in a crisis for the last 7 years. But nobody seems to be looking. They're thinking, oh, they'll get over it. They'll get back on their feet after they come from under the bridge, or they'll go to their mother's house, or maybe they'll stay with their children. Listen, do you not understand? The only thing in this nation worthwhile fighting for is your property, your life, and your family. When it comes to somebody sticking you up for your property, you better fight with all of the unction in you. And wherever there is a gathering of communal people fighting for a cause like that, you better stand on the right side. Am I advocating for you to stand up against oppression? Yes, I am. Because there's been too many people that have lost their homes that don't know what to do. Now, guess what? This is supposed to be Jubilee time during this particular month, because those independent reviews from those mortgage companies have now come to a completion of the assessment of who was found with misconduct. The independent reviews, if you put in for your independent reviews, they are now calling all of those homeowners who lost their homes to a foreclosure and letting them know, here is the payout. For those of you who have not filed and did not meet that deadline, you probably won't be given a call, or a letter won't come in the mail with a check for you. But if you met that deadline, the independent review is now settling with all those people. Now, there are other agencies out here that want to help you. Some of the people have enough sense to know to get a lawyer, because just because independent review paid you off and settled with you, you still have an open case where you can file with a lawyer on your own behalf for various different damages. This thing is getting to be such a big bear that most people don't know what to do. Now, there's a few organizations out there that are helping. Making Homes Affordable wants to help in clearing up back pay. They want to help people in clearing up the back pay, but some mortgage companies won't take the money unless it's all of the back pay in outstanding amount. But I want to tell you, find a group that you can get with. Do not stand in this alone. And if you are forcing foreclosure, already gone through a foreclosure, and have had to do all kinds of things, such as stand on your head and file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 of reorganization, let me tell you, a Chapter 7 might temporarily stop the foreclosuring. However, if you file a Chapter 13 of reorganization, you have until 5 years under that reorganization to regroup and to pay that outstanding back pay. So they are telling you to go to a good attorney that knows what he's doing to help you in that area. But you must understand that nowadays, when they do a reorganization, if you've been laid off and you can't show income, you can't really do a Chapter 13 because you can't show what monies you're going to pay if you no longer have employment. So you're saying, only they got me in a catch-22. All the way around. This has been the worst time ever since the Depression for mostly minority people who are the first, who are the last hired and the first fired. And that means that when you're fired, if you don't have two pennies to rub together and you and your significant other cannot meet that mortgage payment, they're coming after the homes. Instead of trying to find ways that they can secure your property. Now, there is talk on the internet about all kinds of things that are going to be happening, but we'll be talking about that shortly. Hold tight. Excuse me. We'll be talking about that shortly. But right now, I want to take you over to the throne of grace Because instead of just talking and pointing out the problem, I was always taught it's very important to give a solution for the problem. Most Africans believe you cannot present a problem unless you have the solution for that problem. I think I personally have a solution for that problem. Excuse me, and it's something that we should have been doing for a long, long time ago. When we saw this thing coming, instead of getting fearful and frightened and fainting, we should have not only prayed, we should have gone to our ancestors with the problem and conducted rituals and a sacrifice, because in order to get the problem to change and in order to get the thing to go away, you must appeal to the right hand and the left side as well. Because we know that there is only but one essence. Within the essence of good, there lies evil. Whenever you speak of good, you've automatically spoken of evil. And you have to appease evil just like you have to appease good. And today we are going to set the example of how we appease evil, to let evil know we want you to let the people off the hook. Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that you don't just cry out to God. You also become obedient and go to your ancestors because they have the answer. And Oromalah has the answer because he was at the right hand of God. He knows all things. He knows the beginning from the end. We have to consult our ancestors on the matter and ask our ancestors to open the door to a relief. To open the door to relief. So if you go with me and stand with your hands up as if you're about to receive, we will begin to commune with our ancestors to ask them to open the door so that we can overturn the problem of what is besetting us when it comes to employment, when it comes to losing ground, losing our properties, and we refuse to lose our mind. So we stand with our hands open and ready to receive as we call on Oromalah and Oludulamare. And we call on Oludulamare, who is our higher self. And I say, Ashe. So if you go with me to the throne of grace, ladies and gentlemen, we can pour our libations, and I say, Ashe. Ashe. I like to pour libation to Oromalah. Oromalah is the one that knows all things. He knows the beginning from the end. He was there at the inception of all men, and we call on Oromalah, the man that sat at the right side of God, which represents the eldest brother, Jesus. We say, Ashe. I pour libation to the south, and I say, Ashe. I pour libation to the north, and I say, Ashe. I pour libation to the east, and I say, Ashe. I pour libation to the west, and I say, Ashe. Ashe. And ladies and gentlemen, I call on the ancestors. The ancestors said, call on me, Eli. Call on me when you need the way open and clear. Call on me. I call on my ancestors, my personal ancestors. I call on Robert Jenkins, and I say, Ashe. I call on Ethel Pope, and I say, Ashe. Clara Jenkins, Ashe. Eugene Lilly, Ashe. Marvin Jenkins, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Nisha Lilly, Ashe. Ruby Lilly, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Ruby Lily Ashe, I call on all of the forces to be of the ancestors, asking them that they will come quickly and that they will open every door that we might be able to enter. I call on the great heroes and sheroes Sick as Diaz, the Honorable Marcus Mosaic Garvey. I call on Dr. Carruthers. I call on Dr. John Henry Clark. I call on the name of Coretta Scott King. I call on Dr. Martin Luther King. I call on Nina Simone. I call on Madam C.J. Walker. I call on Jackie Robinson, that he will knock out oppression, that he will turn things around. And as we call on these ancestors, may they forever be with us. I'd like to light a candle for my mother's spirit, that she might find her way back here. As I light the candle for my mother's spirit, that she might find her way back, I also light the candle for my father's spirit, that he might follow her, and that they both might find their way back through the middle passage, and that they may come quickly. And those unbeknown to us, souls that we know not their names, we call their names back too, and we ask them to be a part of the great circle. And we ask them to sit with us, and that they will be able to help us find solutions for end time. We know that they are the closest thing to the Heavenly Father, and we call on those ancestors because they are strong. They will pick us up, and they will make us strong, and they'll remind us of the time when we went through the middle passage and how our ancestors prevailed and made it through. Remember now that our ancestors are the closest thing to us that we have. They're the ones that love us, and they're the sum total of why we're here. They have fought for a long time, and now it must be the time for us to stand in their places. And for those ancestors unbeknown to us, we call them through the Red Sea. We ask them to come and be a part as we strive to make our way so that we can reconnect with the greater circle. We ask each and every one of our ancestors to please come and be a part of the greater circle. As we go to the graveyards to wake you up, as we go to the highways and byways to call you, and calling you from the Red Sea, calling you from the middle passes, we ask you to come home now because we need you. Eli, we need you to make the family strong. Come back and submit to assisting us and helping us. There are people that are losing their homes. There are children that are losing their lives, unbeknownst to them as to why. There has been war raised on a group of people that needs help. We ask you, ancestors, to please come and be with us in this end time. We say amen, and we thank you for being a part of this particular ritual. Ladies and gentlemen, it's important for you to keep in touch with the dead. It's important for the living to stay in touch with the dead. On the other side of the ground where we are living, we must stay connected to our beloved ancestors. And we must remember, this is not ritualistic. This is not some seance. This is not some taboo or fetish thing. And this is not some witchcraft, or this is not some voodoo. This is a part of African traditionalism. And if you are an African traditionalist, you will understand that calling on your ancestors in the end time is the only solution you have. You have no other solution. There is no one else out there that loves you enough. And don't tell me that Buddha loves you. Don't tell me it's Jesus that loves you. Don't tell me that you got Allah that's going to fight for you. Allah is also Oludulamare. And Buddhists is also Oludulamare. They are one. There is not many gods, but one God. We do not believe in a polytheistic God, but a monotheistic God. So you have to come to your senses. Those are all concepts, but there's only but one God. But the God that sits on your head is Ori, and that is your personal God. Now, you might talk to your personal God, but we're talking about talking to our ancestors, communing with our ancestors, asking them to assist us, and there's nothing wrong with that. And we thank you so very much for being a part of that. And you ought to call on your ancestors. And thank you so very much for joining us in the chat room. We love it when you come and have input. And go ahead and type something in if you like. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time when we are to pray and not faint. And not necessarily begging God for anything, but offering up rituals and offering up dedication and communion to our loved ones that have transitioned. Our loved ones still have melanin. They have not gone anywhere. Their melanin is still vibrating. And because we understand that frequency cannot die, it can only dissipate, so it's out in the atmosphere. You have not lost your loved one, and don't let anyone tell you that. There is a different plane that they've gone to. And death is never the end. It's only the beginning of a cycle. And it's very important that you should understand you must stay in touch with the dead. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what are we talking about? We're talking about struggle. We're talking about creating our own jobs for ourselves. We no longer want a job. We are not looking for a job. And don't tell everyone, I just want a job. You are the job. You need to create your own self as an institution and be able to establish yourself. With our rituals and our ceremonies, we can create jobs for ourselves because we will have to buy our paraphernalia and our products from each other, then we can survive. But we're so afraid if someone sees us lighting a candle or calling on an ancestor that they will call us fetish. Then go ahead and call us fetish because we are peculiar people. We are aliens in a land where we're just passing through. If you didn't recognize it, everywhere Africans go, they are warred upon. Is it because we have the likeness of God? Is it because the dark mark upon our face represents God? It must be because every continent and every place the African go, they're warred upon. Now, I will say this much to you, that Africans, Americans are going to have to be stronger than they ever have in their lives. They are going to have to maintain their belief system. Do not faint in well-doing. Now, I don't care how much of Christianity you get. You were not always a Christian. When you learn about your heritage and when you know better, you do better. I was a Christian too. I was brought up in Christianity. But someone took me aside and trained me and taught me about my ancestors. A chief did, as a matter of fact. So as a chief, I am the granddaughter of a chief that makes me a princess. So therefore, I am held accountable to keep the rituals alive and take care of the shrine. Each and every one of you, if you're African Americans, you're responsible for keeping the shrine safe and for keeping the ancestors informed. Each and every one of us have been bought with a price. Our lives are not our own. Christianity was our foundation. And each and every one of you who came away from the Christianity, I don't care if you're Pan-African now, you had a foundation. But you must remember your rituals you must keep alive, Christian or not, Buddhist or not, Islam or not. You must look towards Africa, towards Egypt, because Egypt is still in Africa, since I last remember. Egypt is in Africa. Egypt is in Africa. Egypt is in Africa. Ever since I can remember, someone tried to misplace Egypt from Africa. But Africa and Egypt still stands together. And long as you wear the black spot on your face, you are still from the land of the sun people. And no matter how much we oriented ourselves to America, we are still a part of a land called Arcadia Land, called Africa. Africa was a new name that the new settlers gave it, but the traditional name was Arcadia Land, the land of Ile Ife. So we look towards Africa when we do our rituals and our prayer because that's where we originated from. Now, a lot of you are frowning upon your African heritage because you don't know your black self. And a lot of you do not want to be associated with Africans because you think they're bush people. But you have to understand, in order for you to create a future for yourself, you must know your past. And if you do not know your past, there is no hope for you to have a future. So there lies looking at here and now. The Africans do not believe that there is just a here and now without recreating your past. And the Sankofa was left here for us to remember that. It's very, very vital that we understand that we are in crucial times now. You got bankers that are impeding up on those young people who are buying property, those predatory lenders who are giving out property, knowing that if you double the mortgage interest rate to 10%, knowing that you won't be able to stand it when the homes adjust. Now the homes are adjusting, and people are upside down in their homes. Some of them are standing on the outside looking into their homes and walking by their homes and can't get the key to go in. Well, I want to say that the ancestors are unlocking doors now. The ancestors are finding those proper keys to let people in. All you need to do is tell the ancestors about it, to let them know that you have been preyed upon. The predatory lenders that are out there that know that they sold property when people could not very well handle the interest rate. They purposely targeted African-American women for predatory lending. These are documentation that are on the book. It is very unfair that right now that most of these houses are dreadlocked and windows are barred and everything's closed and people are looking at their homes from a distance. There are people that are taking responsibility in their own hands, and they are pulling together to talk about these topics. They're all on Blog Talk and on the internet. And there are many of them coming up with great solutions to get the right help. Now, there are modifications out there. I want to warn some of you that you must ask several important questions before you go into a modification. You want a principal reduction. You want your principal reduced. Okay, and you also want to get an adjustable, you want to get a fixed mortgage that will be, you'll be able to handle, and you don't want it adjusting. And don't let anyone fool you about these short sales, because there are government short sales called the HAFA, and there are regular short sales. And if you don't have a Fannie Mae mortgage, you're not entitled to a HAFA government short sale. Some people have been led to believe that they were in a HAFA short sale. And what that does, the HAFA short sale will forgive you of any excess amount that you don't sell the house for. And it will also give you relocation funds to relocate with a small sum of money under the HAFA program. However, some people have been led to believe that they were in the HAFA program when they didn't have a Fannie Mae or Fannie Mac mortgage, and there's no way you could be in the HAFA program without having those types of loans. Now, there's much that I could tell you and that we could talk about, but I want you to be involved in someone's support group if you or your family members are going through right now and need the assistance, because we tried to bring lawyers on here to talk about what help you can get, and we're planning on bringing more lawyers and pro bono people that can assist you. Because some of you do need the help of an attorney. I am not an attorney. I am not a member of the bar. I have no recommendation to give you. You must seek after a lawyer to get all the vital information. As you get your settlement from the independent review, remember that's not the final word. You must seek an attorney to find out what other recourse you have for punitive damages. You have been damaged. I know that. And some of us right here in this room have been damaged. And you know what? It's important for us to point out the inadequacy, and something has to be done. Now, our schools are rampant and going astray. You're looking at now with the new regulation that every child that's in the classroom, they must be showing improvement in order for that teacher to get her pay increased and in order for her to keep her job. That should have happened a long time ago. I don't think that the teacher should be frowning upon that. But I'm looking at the English as a second language. Those children come to us very badly in need of remediation, and it's very hard to put programs in place that will get those children up to speed. Now, what I will say is that you got African Americans who also speak Ebonics, and this is their second language. You must start treating African Americans the same way you treat immigrants. You can no longer keep looking over them, saying you give these immigrants 5 years to get their academic language and structure the structured English immersion in place. You must give African Americans the same option. You must treat the classroom, the whole classroom, the same way. You cannot go in there and just pull all of the Hispanic children up and just give them all these incentives, and their moms and dads didn't slave here in this country like African American children's moms and dad did. They really don't have a right to all of the benefits and all of the options that African Americans have, and it seems like the African Americans are being left behind. Now, isn't this a law that says leave no child behind? When you've got sheltered classrooms, now here's the problem. With that structured program, that child has 4 hours of English, meaning he is in a structured setting learning English all day and every day, so there's no time for the other discipline. So when that young person